That news was brought to you by the Norton Eagles Auxiliary in Erie.
The Norton Eagles social room hours are Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to close, with pizza and nachos available. The dining room is open Monday through Thursday, 5:30 to 9, with specials throughout the week. You can like and follow the Facebook page or listen here on KQNK, and we'll pass those specials along to you. Today is Wednesday, January 17th, and tonight's special at the Norton Eagles is chili cheese French fry burger, or a.k.a. a shorthorn or longhorn. That is the special for this evening, so make plans to go and enjoy a chili cheese French fry burger at the Norton Eagles. Tonight is the third Wednesday of the month, and that means the men are having their meeting starting at 7:30. Every Sunday is Progressive Blackout Bingo starting at 6 o'clock. You can get there early and enjoy the auxiliary lunch stand with hot and cold sandwiches, soups, sloppy joes, and always a great selection of homemade desserts and snacks. And all profits from the lunch stand are given to the Auxiliary Charity Fund. An event to put on your calendar now so you can make the plans to enjoy it is the Auxiliary Spring Fling Craft and Vendor Fair coming up Saturday, March 16th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're going to have the Easter Bunny there from 10 to 12, and a lunch stand will be available. For more information, you can contact any auxiliary member. All this and more is happening at your Norton Eagles People Helping People.
Your KQNK weather forecast for today: we'll have increasing clouds with a high near 31 and a west wind around 5 miles per hour, which should become east in the afternoon. For tonight, some patchy freezing fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low near 9. On Thursday, patchy freezing fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 27 and blustery on Thursday with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 16. On Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 19. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 35. On Monday, mostly cloudy with a high near 41. And on Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Currently, with fair skies, it is 6 degrees. The humidity is 73%. The wind speed is northwest at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.82. The dew point is minus 1 degree, and the wind chill is minus 8 degrees. It is 9:05. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with your trivia.
In today's world, there are so many questions asked on a daily basis concerning your health. What supplements should I be taking? Will this be covered by my insurance? Can I take these medications together? One thing you don't have to question is Moffitt Drug, your hometown pharmacy's commitment to your health. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff are always there to answer any questions you may have concerning your health care needs. Let Moffitt Drug take care of you and provide the personal care service they are known for in our Norton community.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 17th party line. I'm Natalie here with Mandy. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
My book's gone.
Oh, it's sitting on my desk. I was writing on the thing yesterday. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was trying to be efficient.
You can't change things on me. I was trying to be a creature of habit.
I was trying to be efficient and fill in our little book in there, and I totally forgot to bring it back.
I'll get it at break.
I tried. All right. That look on your face.
It's like, because I automatically thought I did something. I was like, what did I do?
I see that look often at home when I put something away and Ron goes to find it sitting out on the counter. I get that look a lot too.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know.
This time it was accidental. All right. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 17th party line. Hey, last night was an exciting night. The Norton Blue Jay boys won their game 49-36 against TMP, and the girls won 43-37 against Ellis. K-State won their game 68-64 against Baylor, and KU also won their game 90-66 against Oklahoma State. What a great sports night for Kansas yesterday.
Yes.
And for Norton.
It was very fun and exciting to watch.
Yeah, it was. You went to the game. I listened to Jeff and Brexton on the radio. They were funny. They were fun to listen to, and having a little bit of problems with that bracket, which made me laugh so hard. Jeff, you were so funny. He was was trying to figure out that bracket. What made me really laugh about it was we had just been in that
Natalie
position.
And I had just tried to figure it out that morning.
That morning, yesterday morning, we were like, okay, well, we're just going to wait and see what happens.
Because our exact words were, we'll let Derek figure it out.
Yeah, let Derek figure it out. Yeah, thank goodness for Derek.
We'll let Derek figure it out and send us a message.
That's right, and he did, yep. And it's been figured out. So, on Friday, the boys will be playing in Plainville against Plainville. That game will start at around 4:30, and then the girls will be playing around 6 o'clock, and they'll be playing in Plainville also, but they'll be playing against number 2 Smith Center. So the boys will be playing number 4 Plainville at 4:30, right around that time on Friday. Tune into KQ&K. And on Friday, the girls will play at around 6 against Smith Center. You can tune into KQ&K, AM and FM for all the fun of those games. Listen to Jeff and Brexton. And you can also watch on Facebook Live. That's such a convenience. You know, someone I know that lives out of, not really close at all, but used to live here in Norton, messaged me and said how much they love being able to watch the games. So,
yes.
A lot of people are watching, so that'll be on Facebook Live. We can do those games on Facebook Live. And so, a lot of fun. And it all starts on Friday. And then Friday, we also have wrestling going on. Where is it taking place?
Kearney.
In Kearney.
Yes.
So, that'll be a lot of fun at UNK. Big and the crew will be calling that. So it's going to be a pretty busy sports day on Friday here at KQ&K. Yay. Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
I'm doing a birthday.
Okay.
I want to wish Gertrude Sproul a happy birthday today.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Gertrude Sproul.
Oh, Gentry Sproul. Okay.
Yes. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.
A little fuzzy, and that was hard to hear, but happy birthday to Gentry. And so wrestling will be going on throughout the day on Friday. You can catch all that action on KQ&K, AM and FM. That's more sporadic when our wrestlers come up. It'll be on, so just tune your radio to KQ&K, AM and FM all day on Friday. And
starting with us at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, you can start
actually
with us.
You can start as early as 7 o'clock and listen to Natalie's news.
That's
but
right.
Yes, all day long we're
going
to have something going on.
The action here on KQ&K. So I would just suggest turn the radio on as soon as you get up in the morning. KQ&K, and then you won't miss a minute of the action that way. Because with wrestling, you just never know when they're going to be on.
Exactly.
Right? You don't want to miss it. So we've got a busy Friday coming up. So thank you to Fig and the crew, and thank you to Jeff and Brexton for all that you do with the games and the wrestling meets. And we look forward to hearing from you on Friday. I think that's about the only recap. Okay. So are you ready for trivia?
I am ready.
Trivia is being brought to you by our Norton Pizza Hut. Call them today at 785-877-3359. You can order online. You can download that Pizza Hut app. And you can also stop in at our Norton Pizza Hut. Family, friends, and great food right here in Norton. Remember, they deliver from open to close. Feed the family. It's Wednesday. I mean, it's a hump day. Nobody wants to cook, right? Especially, I don't know about you, Mandy, but this weather tires me
out. I agree.
And the last thing I want to do is cook and clean.
Exactly.
So let Pizza Hut bring your food right to your door. Call them today, 785-877-3359. I'm so tired when this weather is so cold. All right, so I'm going to ask a trivia question. If you know the correct answer, be the first caller at 785-877-3378, and you're going to win a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. If you have won a certificate of any kind from KQ&K in the last 30 days, you need to pick that up because after 30 days, it'll expire. But once you pick it up, you have a week to use it. Be the first caller, 785-877-3378. With the correct answer, you'll be the winner of that one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, so in 1987, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton collaborated on an album together. What was the name of that album? 87, you were young, and you probably didn't pay much attention back then.
I was 10.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention to that kind of stuff back then, but I know a lot of people were. In 1987, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton collaborated on an album together. What was the name of the album? Call 785-877-3378 with the correct answer. Be the first person, and you're going to get a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. No fig. While we wait for an answer, we're going to break for our open market report that's being brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays.
First-hand knowledge of farming and ranching sets us apart from other lenders. This is Josh Moosman with High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We know you need to make the most of every minute. When you need to talk ag lending, we've made it convenient. Visit us at any of our six offices or online today at highplainsfarmcredit.com. At High Plains Farm Credit, we bring ag lending home to you. Visit us at highplainsfarmcredit.com for more information. High Plains Farm Credit, your local ag lender.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley here on the Kansas Agriculture Network. It's another slow start to the morning with many in cattle country still locked in extremely cold weather conditions. Asking prices are around 174 to 175 in the south, but still not established in the north. Sniffian trade volume will be delayed until later in the week, and beef cutouts are expected to be higher with light to moderate box movements. Taking a look now over at the mercantile. February live cattle down 67 cents at 172.45. April down 65 cents at 174.52. January feeder cattle currently down by 27 cents at 227.27. March up down by 52 cents at 228.32. February lean hogs currently unchanged at 70.77. April down 17 cents at 77.40. At the Board of Trade, March corn down by a half at 4.43. May down 3/4 at 4.54.5. March beans down 17 and a half at 12.09 3/4. May down 16 cents at 12.22.5. March Kansas City wheat up 2 cents at 6.03 3/4. May up by 2.5 at 6.08. March Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 5.86 3/4. May up by 2 3/4 at 5.98.5. We can now take a look over to crude oil futures, followed by some Wall Street trade. Crude oil is down by $1.31. Gold down by $7. Silver down by 27 cents, with gasoline down by 2 pennies. Over on Wall Street, the Dow Index down 133.23, NASDAQ down 196.38, and the S&P 500 down 38.15. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Ranchers, when you're out working in the elements, you need gear that works as hard as you do. DryShot is the boot that fits that bill and has become the number one outdoor boot at ValleyVet.com. With genuine high-quality natural rubber overlay and better shank support, the 100% waterproof DryShot boots are more comfortable hour after hour. You will appreciate the four-way stretch, breathable air mesh lining, and the ability to roll down the tops to tuck in pant legs. Fewer seams means no water saturation and no heavy boots to lug. You'll like the all-terrain self-cleaning acid-resistant sole. Your feet will be warm and dry when the weather gets mucky. Dry shod the whole family at ValleyVet.com, where you'll also find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet Supply.
That open market report was brought to you by High Plains Farm Credit with offices in Phillipsburg and in Hays. You can call toll-free at 1-800-815-8593 for High Plains Farm Credit. Good morning, everybody. Hey, we got a correct answer on our trivia. So the question, in 1987, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton collaborated on an album together. What was the name of the album? The answer was Trio. And Gerald Spear knew the answer. He was the first caller with the correct answer. And that won him a one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. You can pick up your certificates here at KQ&K. We're open until 11:30. We'll be open it right after party line. The office does. We're open until 11:30, and then we're open back up from 3:30 to 5. If you need to pick up your certificates anytime between those times, give us a call, and we'll leave it for you. We do it all the time. Just keep in mind that if we leave your certificate for you, the day that we leave it, it gets a week expiration date on it, so you need to get that picked up as soon as possible. So Trio is a collaborative album by American singers Dolly Parton, Linda Ronstadt, and Emmylou Harris. It was released on March 2nd, 1987 by Warner Brothers Records. Good job, Gerald. You got your one-topping personal pan pizza from our Norton Pizza Hut. All right, I'm ready to get started. You ready, Mandy?
I am ready. I got my notepad now.
Okay. I am sorry. I owe you. Let's see. We want to remind everybody, we're waiting on calls for birthdays. We've got one to get us started. Let's keep going. 785-877-3378. Because at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of those birthday people to receive a cookie from Destination Kitchen and also provided by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know anyone that's having an anniversary anytime this week, give us a call, because on Friday at the end of the show, we're going to draw for one of our anniversary couples to receive a gift certificate good at Garden Gate, etc., also provided by Click Your Heels Travel. Stop in at Garden Gate, etc. today for any gift needs or any decorating needs, or just give yourself a little gift because you can find one there at Garden Gate, etc., right here in Norton on Highway 36. And if you want to travel, you need to call Click Your Heels Travel at 785-871-4109 and let them do the planning for you. They know all the great places to go and all the great things to do, and they're there with you from beginning to end. You can't miss with Click Your Heels Travel, 785-871-4109. And remember, they don't charge extra fees for their service at Click Your Heels Travel. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, if you've lost anything, found anything, or you're in search of anything, please call us, 785-877-3378. We want to thank our sponsors for today. We want to thank Bailey Electric, Sonic, TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for your sponsorship. It's all because of you that we get to be here. I'm going to start this morning with reminders. Today is Wednesday, January 17th. So today at the Norton Public Library is Art Club for Kids from 3:45 to 4:45, where you can go see the budding artist creations on display in their Art Club gallery. This is a parental contract event. You need to get that filled out if you haven't already. And, hey, you know what? Little Birdie told me that the Norton Library is also looking for, has some positions open for employment. So stop in and talk to them about that. You can also call the Norton Library at 785-877-2481.
Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt, which will be held on Sunday, January 21st at 12:30 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters ages 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event, and lunch will be served prior to a safety instruction meeting. In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual youth hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. This special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. To apply, contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953 no later than January 19th with your name, birth date, and a phone number.
All right.
I have one more if you are done.
Yeah, another reminder.
I do have the Norton Community High School cheer team is taking a little trip. Haha, a little trip. They're going to Nationals, and they are leaving today, and they are going to have a send-off for them today at Stuhl Gymnasium at 12:45. So if you want to go and support our Norton Community High School cheer team, they are getting ready to leave to go down, down to Dallas for national competition. They are doing a send-off for them at 12:45 at Stuhl Gymnasium today.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Prairie Line. All right. Hey, that makes me think of that, too. We try to tell everybody every once in a while, if you try to call us here at the station and we don't answer during party line, don't leave a message because nobody's here to get the messages. So just call right back. Sometimes we're online with somebody and we don't have a chance to get to it before you hang up.
I'm long-winded.
Well, you'd already started. No, you're not. but sometimes we just can't get to the phone. So please don't leave a message. Just hang up and call us right back. All right, I'm going to start this morning, and I am going to start talking about Bailey Electric. At Bailey Electric, they offer free estimates. They're licensed and insured. They don't charge you mileage for the Norton or Oberlin area. They have their own boom truck. They do new installations and trenching, and they have the lowest rates. Call Bailey Electric today, for all of your electrical needs at 785-871-1967. Write that down. You want to keep it close in case you ever have an electrical emergency. You can call Bailey Electric. Also, hey, don't do those honey-do list items that have to do with electricity. Leave that up to the pros. Call Bailey Electric, 785-871-1967.
TNC Kitchen invites you in to enjoy their lunch buffet today. Their lunch buffet is featuring lasagna for the special today, served with potato, vegetable, and a roll. All of their lunch buffets come with an ice cream cone or an ice cream sundae. For dinner tonight, you can enjoy chicken, fried steak, or liver and onions for this evening's special. I'll tell you more of TNC Kitchen in just a minute.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Party Line.
Hi, I'd like to wish Gentry Sproul a happy birthday.
Miss Gentry Sproul having a birthday. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, today's lunch buffet at TNC Kitchen is lasagna. Tonight is chicken fried steak or liver and onions. They are featuring a state pie each week. And today, this week's state pie comes from Arizona. And it is a lemon blender pie. And I think they got this idea from my dad because my dad has gone in and asked about a lemon pie that we used to always eat in Arizona when we lived there. And so this is from Arizona. A lemon blender pie is the featured state pie for this week, so go in and try that and enjoy it. Remember, if you're not able to dine in, you can always call and have your order made to go. That number is 785-877-3511.
All right, let's talk about Sonic. I want to remind you again about the Sonic, I got to get this right, the Sonic Butter Bacon Cheeseburger and Butter and Bacon Shakes.
Peanut butter.
So it's the peanut butter bacon cheeseburger. The double cheeseburger features two 100% pure beef patties that are layered with creamy peanut butter, crispy bacon, grilled onions, and melty cheese. And that's all on a delicious toasted bun. And the peanut butter bacon shake combines the two items with vanilla soft serve, whipped topping, and a cherry on top. Stop in and enjoy those while they have them around, because those are their featured items and they don't have them all the time. They just have them right now. And, you know, why not go in and try it? Maybe become your new favorite, right? Also, I want to remind everybody to join the Sonic Text Club. We get texts all the time with specials that nobody else knows about because we belong to the text club. All you have to do is text to the number 876-642. In the message, you write Sonic 6511, and then you send the message. You'll get a confirmation back, and then after that, you never get spam or sales. All you get is great deals that Sonic is providing. Also, download that app. It's a free download from your Apple App Store and your Google Play Store. You can see the new featured items they have. They do a great job of describing them. You can order from the app. And, you know, it's a free download. Why not do it, right? Also, the keychains are back. They're $20 per keychain, where you can get a Route 44 for $1.29 or a large drink or slushy for 99 cents. The keychains are good until December 31st of this year, so you have the whole year to use them. It's only one keychain per person, so you need to keep that in mind. You can't go in and just use one keychain for a carload of people. You have to one keychain per person. So it's $20 per keychain. It's well worth it. You save so much money throughout the year by using this. You know, I would say especially in the summertime when you're driving around, it's hot outside, and all you can think about is one of those refreshing drinks or slushes from Sonic. You got your keychain. You can get a great deal on it, too. So get that keychain today, $20 at your local Sonic. Remember, today is Wacky Wednesday, where the kids can enjoy five different choices for their wacky meals. You know, I saw an ad the other day for someplace else that has wacky meal, or not wacky meals, but kids' meals. They offered chicken nuggets, and they offered hamburgers. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was its only choice, but not at Sonic. You've got five different choices. So take the kids for a Sonic wacky meal today, and again, no cooking for mom and dad. Stop it on Norton Sonic. They're right here on Highway 36.
We're still waiting on your phone calls here on the Party Line. If you know of anyone celebrating a birthday today, give us a call, and they'll be entered in for a chance to win a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union. If you know of any couple celebrating an anniversary anytime this week, we don't have any couples called in for the week. And there are couples on the calendar this week.
So we know they're out there.
Yes. Call them in, and on Friday, a lucky couple will win a gift certificate, good at Garden Gate, etc. And also brought to you by Click Your Heels Travel. Speaking of Sonic, just got my text message for Sonic. There's
did
a
you?
Yes, I did. You didn't get it?
I got one earlier.
Okay.
Sorry.
And if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away, give us a call, 785-877-3378. If you're looking for the coldest drinks in town, look no further than J&R Liquor in Norton. They keep their walk-in cooler fully stocked with all your favorites, including Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, Mike's Hard Lemonade, specialty drinks, seltzers, and more, all ice cold and ready to go. Be sure to get your Kansas Lottery tickets, and you could be a winner with J&R Liquor. They're located at 112 North 1st Avenue in downtown Norton. And don't forget to tune in on Friday for Favorite Flavor Friday Recipe Day, where we give you a new recipe where you can get the ingredients at J&R Liquor and make a new cocktail to try. And this month's theme is warm you up cocktails, and I'll have a new recipe for you on Friday.
I know, I can't wait. All right, let's talk about Crossroads Messages. Bible teacher Terry Laughlin is sermon writer for Sermon Central, Logos Bible Software, Faith Life Sermons, churchleaders.com, and the Norton Telegram. Crossroads Messages has nearly 2,500,000 readings that covers 98 different topics and reaches up to 100 different countries each week, and 100% of the writings are donated. Crossroads Messages is inviting you to get to know them by searching their free website, where you can find the pages Crossroads Mission Statement, Doctrine, and the Teacher. Crossroads Messages' topical teachings are written to mature you from the milk of God's Word to feeding on the meat of the written Word of God. They're asking you to make time and read biblical teachings, which are preparing Christians all over the world to teach God's Word to others. You can check out their free website, standatthecrossroads.com, for Crossroads Messages. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break for our livestock auction roundup, and when we come back, we'll have your history. There we go.
NT for North Livestock Market with early consignments for this week's special bred cow, heifer, and pair sale, along with several consignments of calves and feeders that were scheduled for last week's sale that was canceled. Auction will be at 1 o'clock on Thursday. Breeding stock sells first. In the breeding stock, here's 18 black bred heifers, home raised, 2 rounds of Guardian Skyr vaccine, injectable Dectamax, bred to low birth weight Angus or Troyer Angus to start calving February 23rd for 60 days. Been running out. 1,100 pounds plus on the weight. 22 black white-faced cows, 3 and 4 years old, bred to Baldrige Black Angus for March 1 calving for 60 days. 22 mixed color older bred cows, bred red Angus for March 1 calving. Here's 10 mixed cows, 3 to 8 years old, spring calvers, bred black. 3 black bears, young cows, cows are poured, calves had an alpha 7 shot, 6 to 8 week old calves. And the calves off the cows, here's 62 red and black steers and heifers off the cow. Spring shots, home raised, 450 to 650, 39 mostly black steers off the cows. Spring shots, home raised, 550 to 675. In the feeders, here's 25 red Angus heifers, 5 to 600. 40 black white-faced, red white-faced steers, 5 and a quarter to 625. 57 Charolais heifers, mostly 600 to 650. 83 black steers and heifers at 450 to 650, 175 black steers and heifers, home raised, mostly 700 to 800 pounds. Here's 100 black heifers, home raised at 7 and a quarter to 800. 56 black steers, home raised, mostly 750 to 850. 70 black and Charlotte Cross steers and heifers, home raised, been running out, 600 to 7 and a quarter. In the weigh cows, here's a deal of 57 open cows on one consignment. See you at the auction, and we thank you.
Thank you, Jan.
If you're a car and ag person, that's not opportunity knocking. It's opportunity banging on your door with a sledgehammer backed up by a brass band and fireworks in your front yard. The premier tire and service shop in the Midwest, Kansas Land Tire, has a management position open in their Norton store. Great benefits, great wages, great incentives, all from a family-owned business where you're not just part of a team, you're part of the family. At Kansas Land Tire, they set you up for success. So give yourself the gift of opportunity from Kansas Land Tire. Apply online at thetirestore.com or stop by the shop in Norton.
our technical issues this morning have a name, Natalie. Hey, we want to start with history. History is being brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Call them today for all of your auto and light truck needs, 785-877-5181, or stop out and visit Kansas Land Tire, your local Goodyear dealer. They're located just east of Norton on Highway 36, just north of the viaduct.
On this day, January 17, 1806, James Madison Randolph, grandson of U.S. President Thomas Jefferson, was the first child born in the White House. In 1912, English explorer Robert Falcon Scott reached the South Pole. Norwegian Roald Amundsen had beaten him there by 1 month. Scott and his party died during the return trip. In 1913, all partner interests in 36 Golden Rule stores were consolidated and incorporated in Utah into one company. The new corporation was the J.C. Penney Company. In 1938, Stepmother debuted on CBS Radio. 1946, the United Nations Security Council held its first meeting. 1949, the Goldbergs debuted on CBS TV. The program has been on radio since 1931. The TV version lasted for 4 years. In 1961, in his farewell address, U.S. President Eisenhower warned against the rise of the military-industrial complex. 1966, a B-52 carrying 4 H-bombs collided with a refueling tanker. The bombs were released, and 8 crew members were killed. In 1977, double murderer Gary Gilmore became the first to be executed in the U.S. in a decade. The firing squad took place at Utah State Prison. In 1985, Leonard Nimoy got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. 1991, coalition airstrikes began against Iraq after negotiations failed to get Iraq to retreat from the country of Kuwait. In 1994, the Northridge East earthquake rocked Los Angeles, California, registering a 6.7 on the Richter scale. At least 61 people were killed and about $20 billion in damage was caused. In 1998, U.S. President Clinton gave his deposition in the Paula Jones sexual harassment lawsuit against him. He was the first U.S. president to testify as a defendant in a criminal or civil lawsuit. And finally, on this day, January 17, 2002, it was announced that Microsoft had signed a joint venture agreement to produce software with two partners in China. The two partners were Beijing Centergate Technology and the Stone Group.
Today is January 17th. It's Popeye the Sailor Man Day.
The Sailor Man.
It's National, I used to love that cartoon too. It's National Classy Day. We're pretty classy. We do it classy. Mm. Yep. It's National Bootleggers Day and also National Hot Buttered Rum Day. Doesn't that sound just very comforting?
Hey.
And I know. Is it close?
I think that's what we're going to do for Friday.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, today's Hot Buttered Rum Day. Stop in at J&R Liquor and pick up some Hot Buttered Rum, and you'll be ready for the recipe on Friday. In music, in 1966, NBC ordered 32 episodes of The Monkees for its upcoming fall schedule. In 1970, The Doors played the first of several shows at the Felt Forum in New York City. The shows were recorded for use on their Absolutely Live album. In 1979, Linda Ronstadt, Emmylou Harris, and Dolly Parton announced that they would record an album together. In 1994, I don't really remember this, Donny Osmond fought the Partridge Family's Danny Bonaducci in a charity boxing match in Chicago, and Bonaducci won with a split decision. I don't remember.
I kind of vaguely remember it.
Wow.
I think they were doing a lot of celebrity one-on-one matches for fundraisers.
I wonder if it's on YouTube.
Then. Yeah, probably.
I'm going to have to look at it. Because I can't. Donnie. In 1996, Pink Floyd was officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 1999, Cyndi Lauper was a voice on the TV show The Simpsons. In 2012, the Kelly Clarkson single, Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You, was released in the United States. In sports, in 1916, the Professional Golfers Association was formed in New York City. In 1995, the Los Angeles Rams announced that they would be moving to St. Louis. In 1999, the Atlanta Falcons beat the Minnesota Vikings to advance to the Super Bowl for the first time in their team history. And in 2002, the city of Los Angeles had Muhammad Ali Day. Today is Muhammad Ali's birthday. He was born in 1942. He's the heavyweight boxing champ that's been called the greatest. Al Capone was born on this date in 1899, the American gangster known as Scarface. Jim Carrey was born in this date in 1962, the star of Dumb and Dumber and The Truman Show and Ace Ventura and on and on and on. And Benjamin Franklin was born on this date in 1706, the founding father who wrote Poor Richard's Almanac. A lot of birthdays. James Earl Jones, the actor and the voice of Darth Vader, was born in 1931. The comedian Andy Kaufman was born in 1949. Kid Rock was born in 1971, the cowboy rock rapper. Popeye the Sailor Man, his birthday is listed as 1929. And Betty White, we miss Betty. She was born in 1922. People that died on this date, Chang and Ying Bunker died in 1874, the world's most famous conjoined twins. Bobby Fischer died in 2008, the American chess champ who beat Boris Spassky in 1972. And Rutherford Hayes died in 1893. He was our president from 1877 to 1881.
Taking a look at our calendar for local celebrities celebrating birthdays today, we have Wendy Reedy, Gentry Sproul, Charlotte Miller, and Ashton Draper.
And we had how many called in?
One.
Just the one. All right. Well, who gets that cookie?
Miss Gentry Sproul.
Happy birthday, Gentry. You just won yourself a cookie from Destination Kitchen and United Northwest Federal Credit Union.
And that was our only phone call. Well, only. It was called in a few times, yeah. Actually. And that was our happy birthday wish to Gentry.
Well, happy birthday, Gentry. There you go. We want to thank our sponsors. We want to thank Bailey Electric, Sonic, the TNC Kitchen, Crossroads Messages, and J&R Liquor. Thank you all so much for sponsoring our show. It's all because of you. We get to be here. So it's going to be a quiet next couple of days as far as sports go, but on Friday it's going to be a busy, busy day, starting with wrestling throughout the day from UNK in Kearney, and then at 4:30, right around 4:30, the boys will be playing Plainville in Plainville. Plainville's number 4. And then at 6 o'clock, right around 6 o'clock, our basketball girls will be playing number 2 Smith Center in Plainville. So we've got a busy day on Friday. Like I said, turn your radio on as soon as you get up on Friday morning. Don't miss a second because it's going to be a fun, action-packed day here on KQ&K.
One more reminder for our Norton Community High School cheer team. We're going to be leaving to head south to Dallas for national competition. They're going to have a send-off for them today at Stoll Gymnasium at 12:45. So go and support them and send them off with a good luck. Well wishes, send off.
We're not going to be able to be there, but you know, from KQ&K, good luck, girls. We were behind you 100%. How exciting!
How exciting!
Nationals.
Yes, they did their routine in between games last night. And
you got a peek?
Yes,
huh?
I did.
Good.
Got a sneak peek, and it was very impressive.
Nice. I'm excited about that. I wonder if it's going to be on the internet anywhere.
I'm sure it will be. I know in times past during competitions, a mom or two has had videos of it, and you can usually find them on there. And I know that there are several of the families traveling down there with them. And so I'm sure we'll be able to find a video.
And I don't know if you'll know this or not, but when is the actual competition?
I don't know when it is.
They're leaving today, so probably either Friday or Saturday.
Probably.
I hope it's warm in Dallas.
It's colder than they are used to. We have clients that are down there, and I actually been talking to her the last few days, and she's commented how she is freezing, and then I send her a screenshot of our temperature. She goes, "No, thank you."
I was going to say it's colder than Dallas is used to, but
yes.
for Kansas people, we might be going, "Oh gosh."
Yes, it will be warmer for our girls than what they have been experiencing the last week or two here.
Awesome.
Yes.
How exciting.
They compete Saturday night and Sunday night. And awards are around 9:30 Sunday night.
Do you have somebody send that to you?
Yes.
That's
so
nice.
They will keep us all updated.
Okay, good.
And that is coming from Stacy. Oh, a mom. I told you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good old moms. That's
yes.
Great. Well, Stacy,
so,
thank
yes,
you.
They compete Saturday night and Sunday night with awards on Sunday night. And like I said, we'll be able to get some updates from parents.
Yeah. That would be great. If anybody gets the finals and the updates, they can also message us on KQNK or one of us and let us know. So Monday we'll be able to report on that. So Saturday evening and Sunday.
Yes.
How exciting. And thank you, Stacy, for sending us that information so we can pass it along.
All right.
Sure. Good luck, girls. Mandy, I think that's it today.
I think so, too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nat.
I hope everybody has a wonderful day today. It is warming up a little bit today, 30. Let me look again. Tomorrow it's going to be, Thursday will be 27 and windy. So enjoy today. It is going to be 31 degrees. That is a virtual heat wave right now. So get out and enjoy it if you can. But be careful when you're out because there's still a lot of slick spots. All right. Well, everybody have a great day. And please don't forget about us tomorrow. Same time, same place for Party Line.